The next patient is Barbara Breedlove. The last name is B-R-I-E-E-D, like in Delta L of V, like in Victor E. Breedlove. First name, Barbara. Clinical case of an 83-year-old, but white female. That is a patient of Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S. That is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 4. This CKD4 has been established for a long period of time. The patient comes today with a laboratory workup that was dated July 25th, 2023. The BUN is 43 and the creatinine is 2.2. A slight elevation of the creatinine with an estimated EFR of 22. The amount of proteinuria remains about the same, 800. We have to keep in mind that the patient has recurrent urinary tract infections, has a busy urinary sediment, and for that reason, the interpretation of the proteinuria could be bias, period. She has a 2.9 myelinlobulated undetermined appearing mass in the upper pole of the right kidney. We were suggesting the MRI, but for reasons that are not clear, was not done. We are going to make sure that the patient gets the MRI done in order to clarify the presence of this mass. The next patient is the next problem is the patient has a history of peripheral vascular disease. Stents have been placed in the peripheral circulation. The patient is asymptomatic, following number. The patient sees a cardiologist on regular basis, following number of recurrent urinary tract infection. She was on Keflex for 1 week and 2 weeks off, but the insurance changed the provider. The medication wasn't taken in two separate occasions. The urinalysis that we have is positive for enterococcus. The patient is taking the medication, and we have to reevaluate that situation during the next visit. Following number, the patient has a history of carcinoma of the left breast that was treated with a lumpectomy and radiation therapy. It is without any changes. Following number, the BMI remains the same. The blood pressure is under control. The patient has a history of gout. We are going to reevaluate the uric acid. The most likely situation is that this patient needs a euloric or allopurinol in order to control the uric acid. Following number, osteoarthritis most likely associated to the aging process and the increased body weight. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the lab. In the face-to-face, 15 minutes. In documentation, 7 minutes.